two big points. One, where we are, and then what do we do about it? And I think where we are right now, we have almost a complete breakdown of order in the Middle East. A new Middle East is essentially struggling to be born. The second thing is we have Iran on the march. Iran is clearly on the march. Is that, as Jennifer Griffin's comments highlighted, both in Iraq, also Syria, Lebanon, Yemen, and other parts of the Middle East. We have a takeover of Islam by radical extremists. And I think that this is very dangerous. And it's both Shia and Sunni. We can't forget that. We also have what I would call a real sort of a pushback by the Sunni governments and their lack of trust and their lack of respect for the United States. And I think that at the end of the day, we have just this incredible policy confusion, never mind what our strategy is to execute that policy.
But let me ask you about that, because it seems to be a patchwork of alliances where in some countries we're on the side of Saudi Arabia and the Sunnis. In other countries, like Iraq, we're on the side of the Shia and Iran. Can that work?
Yeah. So let me just start by saying, as an intelligence officer, intelligence has to be part of the calculus of every strategic level decision. And right now, my sense of where the policy is at is sort of, and I hate to say it like this, but it's almost a policy of willful ignorance. And to me, we have some major problems that we are dealing with. And here we are talking to Iran about a nuclear deal with this almost complete breakdown of order in the Middle East.